AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
So what are the news tickers saying, Henry?
They say North Vietnam said today that the way is clear now to resume releases of U.S. prisoners of war. That's the lead on AP.
That recording from the Nixon Library and the National Archives from February 1973. President Nixon speaking with then-National Security Advisor Henry Kissinger. His consulting firm says the former Secretary of State has died. Kissinger dominated foreign policy as the U.S. extricated itself from Vietnam and broke down barriers with China. In 2012, Kissinger said improving relations with China should be the preferred course.
A conflict between China and the United States would be a disaster for both countries, and it would be impossible to describe what a victory would look like.
In other news, Israel has released another 30 Palestinian prisoners in exchange for 16 hostages freed hours earlier by Hamas. The swap came on the sixth day of a temporary truce in the Israel-Hamas war. International mediators are working to extend the truce. Lisa Dwyer reports a U.S. warship has shot down a drone near Yemen.
The U.S. military says a U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS Kearney, shot down a drone launched from Yemen in the southern Red Sea. U.S. Central Command says the drone was launched from a Houthi-controlled area of Yemen and was heading towards the Kearney, which was escorting other ships at the time. There were no injuries or damage to the ships, but it's the latest in a string of threats from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. The shootdown comes a day after an Iranian drone flew within 1,500 yards of the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower aircraft carrier as it was conducting flight operations in international waters. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Japan plans to suspend its own Osprey flights after a U.S. Air Force Osprey crashed into the waters off its southern coast. This is AP News. End of the year lists are coming out, and guess who's on top in music?
Taylor Swift is the most played artist on the streaming service Spotify for 2023. Taylor Swift has racked up more than 26.1 billion streams on Spotify this year, making her the top streamed artist on that platform. Bad Bunny, who held that spot for 3 years in a row, is the number two most streamed act globally, with The Weeknd in third. Bad Bunny's Un Verano Sin Ti is Spotify's most streamed album in the world for a second year in a row. Swift's Midnights is second, and SOS by SZA is third. Flowers by Miley Cyrus is the most streamed song globally, followed by SZA's Kill Bill and As It Was by Harry Styles. Meanwhile, Apple Music announced Tuesday that Last Night by Morgan Wallen was its top streamed song of the year. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Thanks, Margie. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.